You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. I'm here today with Javier Rodriguez from Madrid, Spain. Javier is hearing impaired and partially sighted. On the 28th of April 2025, Spain was one of a couple of countries which experienced a massive blackout. Javier is here today to tell us about his experience of that particular day. Hi Javier, thank you for coming on to RNIB Connect Radio. How are you today?
Hi Jennifer, it's nice to be here. Thank you for the opportunity. I'm all right.
Can you tell me how your day started prior to the massive blackout starting?
Well, the day started like any typical working day. Not every day is the same, really. Some days I stay at home all day, you know, sitting at the computer, listening to the radio, watching TV, or doing the necessary housework. On that day, I went out to give an English lesson near home. I took the metro, actually a very short journey, just a single stop. Everything was fine, like any other day. The weather was quite nice, sunny, and rather warm.
Where were you when the power cut first happened, and when did you realise something was wrong?
I was at my student's flat in the middle of the lesson when suddenly the light went off. At first, we thought it was just a power cut affecting the building or just a few blocks. It isn't very common in Spain, but of course it happens every now and then. After a few minutes, we realised our mobile phones had no service. I mean, only emergency calls were available, not internet connection. That was the first sign that something strange was going on. But quite honestly, we played it down and went on with the lesson. After the end of the lesson, I walked back home. I didn't take the metro. Instead, I walked through a few narrow streets. It's a rather quiet area of the historic center of Madrid. No much traffic, so no traffic lights are needed over there. However, I realized there were more people on the streets than usual, and many shops were either closed or with their doors open and the inside in complete darkness. Then I thought, blimey, that's a major power cut. I was some blocks away from the flat. But I didn't realize how big the blackout was until I arrived at the main square in the neighborhood. It was full of people and there was heavy traffic. At that point, I had to cross my first main avenue. The traffic lights were out of service. Fortunately, a police officer was there doing his job. I crossed safely among a lot of people. Then I passed by the metro station entrance in that square. I saw there were a lot of people standing in front of the entrance. That was very unusual. There was a line preventing people from coming in. I decided to get closer and ask a lady with a suitcase. That woman told me how bad the situation was. Many trains, trams and lifts stopped with people inside all over the country. Emergency services were trying to get them out. No traffic lights were causing huge jams all over the city. No television, internet or phone calls were available. Only the radio was working and keeping people informed. Then I realized I had to go back home as soon as possible. My mum may be worried. I took my everyday route to get home, just a 12-minute walk. Of course, I had to cross another main avenue. This time, there were very few people around, and there was little traffic. Nevertheless, I preferred to wait until someone else wanted to cross too. But I must say that motorists were driving quite slowly and were being careful with pedestrians. In the end, I arrived at my block of flats. The automatic doors were fully open. At the stairs, the emergency lights were on, so no problem there. Nobody was trapped in the lift. Everything was very quiet. I went into my flat and found my mum dusting off. She was quite calm and, of course, didn't know that the blackout was affecting the whole nation. I told her. She could hardly believe me. Then we turned on a small transistor radio and kept listening to it for a while to get all the details of the situation. The presenter said we were expected to get electricity back somewhere between 6 and 10 hours. Given that, we decided to go out for a walk. It was a beautiful, mild and sunny day, typical of this time of year. There was quite a relaxed atmosphere. I mean, everybody was chatting about the incident on the street, Many shops and restaurants were open, many people sitting outside having a drink. Only payments in cash were accepted because the devices didn't work either, of course. Most supermarkets in my neighborhood had to close to the public, but there were only two of them, two big ones, which remained open, and it was possible to pay with a bank card. I don't know why that was possible. It's technically a mystery for me.
Despite being hearing impaired and partially sighted, what did you have to do to try to stay safe both indoors and outdoors?
Well, to be honest, the only worry I felt was the issue with traffic lights. As I said before, motorists were careful, but I managed to cross with other people to feel safer and more comfortable. Regarding the stairs in my block of flats, I must admit that the emergency lights were very helpful. But I must also say that I got disappointed when they ran out of energy. Apparently, they work with batteries, and they are designed to last for only 3 hours. The blackout lasted for 8 hours.
How was your home affected by the blackout?
Well, the lifts didn't work. We live on the second floor, so it wasn't much of a problem. Of course, we couldn't cook anything, but while listening to the radio, we managed to have a cold lunch. When we went out for a walk, the emergency lights were already off, but fortunately, as it was sunny, enough daylight came in through the windows.
What did the blackout or power cut stop you from doing?
In my case, I couldn't give a lesson planned at 4 in the afternoon. It was an online one, and of course I couldn't get in touch with the boy or his mother. But anyway, I gave it on the following day. I didn't have anything else planned for that day.
When would you say things began to return to normal?
Right, the lights came back at around 10 past 8. At last, we could watch TV and make dinner. We've already come back to civilization, so we were happy for that. However, my phone didn't get service until 10 p.m. or so. The mess was finally over before going to bed.
Thanks, Javier, for coming on to RNIB Connect Radio to tell us about your experience of the massive blackout in Spain.
That's all right. It's been a pleasure.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.